Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown artists having two songs each that made top 40 status on the United States Rhythm and Blues charts. Well, coming up, we'll hear the second of two songs from The Miracles. Then we'll hear from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, The Velvettes, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and The Temptations. Well, first up, a miracle song reaching number 22 in the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts from 1964, Come On, Do the Jerk. Well, at this time, the Watusi, the Fly, the Hucklebuck, the Hully Gully, and the Mashed Potatoes were all dances at the height of the 60s dance craze when the twist ruled. The Jerk was created with the hopes of starting a new craze. The first hit out of the barn was appropriately titled The Jerk by the Larks, who entered the charts only a day or two before the Contour single was released called Can You Jerk With Me. Well, right after the Contours released their single, the Miracles released their single called Come On, Do the Jerk. It reached only number 50 on the U.S. pop charts, but it was respectable in the rhythm and blues charts at number 22. The song was both co-written and co-produced by Smokey Robinson. Here it is, right here on Motown.
Swallow pills. My
Motown memory from that great team of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together. That was the Onion song. It reached number 18 on the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts from 1970. That song charted much higher in the U.K. And what's interesting on this song is that Tammy Terrell actually wasn't on the song. She had a brain tumor and she was seriously ill at this time, having died later that year. And Valerie Simpson actually sang with Marvin on the song. But it was agreed that Tammy needed the money to fight her medical bills, so she was co-billed. Before that, Marvin Gaye on his own would take This Heart of Mine, reaching number 16 in the Rhythm and Blues charts in the United States from 1966. And we started with The Miracles, Come On, Do the Jerk, number 22 from 1964. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown artists having two songs back-to-back on the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts. Well, coming up, the first of two songs from the Velvets, Needle in a Haystack. Well, when this song was recorded, the Velvets were down to three members, Cal Gill, Bertha, and Norma Bobby. Betty Kelly had left to join Martha and the Vandellas, who we just heard from, and Mildred Gill was absent on maternity leave. So, the three of them went into the studio with producer Norman Whitfield to craft what was to be their breakthrough song. Cal, who was then 16 years old, remembers Norman Whitfield's passion. Norman was so intense about the message of this song, she says. He was very persistent that I had to sing it like I really meant what I was saying. I had no idea what the message actually meant at the time because I was a young teenager and not very interested in finding a good man. Well, when Norman sang us the song, he would sing the lead, and then he'd say, "You girls, just make up the background." He might have one line that he wanted us to sing in the background. Well, Bertha Barbie recalled that, do you remember the song The Chiffons, the song called He's So Fine? Well, I ain't gonna say we stole, but we picked the doo-la-lings from that song. Well, here is a great catchy song, The Velvettes, Needle in a Haystack, right here on Motown Memories.
Well, I once believed.
Bye. Tom at MotarMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotarMemories@yahoo.com.
With him, with my future, my life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain.
Oh, I wish that
let it rain.
Last night, the Pips with a Temptation song, but their version, I Wish It Would Rain, reached number 15 in the rhythm blues charts in the United States from 1968. Before that, the second song we heard from the Velvettes, He Was Really Saying Something, number 21 on the U.S. rhythm blues charts from 1965, and we start with their first song, Needle in Haystack, 31 from 64. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature some great Motown artists with two back-to-back top 40 songs on the U.S. rhythm and blues charts. Well, coming up, the second of two songs from Gladys Knight and the Pips, a great song called Don't You Know, You'd Have to Cry Sometimes. Well, this song was both written and produced by the great team of Nicholas Ashford and Valerie Simpson. As you recall, Valerie also sang in the Marvin Gaye song we heard the last half hour. Well, this was the only time that they did work with Gladys Knight and the Pips. The Funk Brothers, the great backup band, musical band on this song, and most of the songs of the 1960s on the Motown record, the Funk's guitarist Jay Messina recalled that, quote, "I was afraid of Valerie Simpson's sessions. They were very difficult. They were very disciplined in their approach to music." The bass guitarist, James Jamison, liked to have a free hand on his songs, and Valerie didn't like it. Joe Messina recalled that, quote, "He would try to put more into it, and then she would say, no, not this time, buddy. I want the actual notes that I wrote. Well, he'd still try to slip in two or three notes that he liked in the song, and she might let him have his way. He was very crafty that way." Well, here is Gladys and her Pips right here on Motown Memories.
Yeah, you're all hung up on somebody else, and in your eyes I see all the signs of the misery that you laid on me. Hey, baby,
Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
If it's love that you're running from, there's no hiding place.
You can't run, you can't hide, you can't run. You can't
love has
hide.
Problems, I know, but they're problems. We'll just have to face. Oh yeah, if you just put your hand in mine, we're gonna leave all our troubles behind. We're gonna walk and don't look back,
don't look back,
and don't look back,
don't look
oh yeah,
back.
And don't look back, baby,
don't look back. The past is behind you. Let nothing remind you.
If your first lover broke your heart, there's something that can be done.
Outside my window, a robin builds a nest. At last, winter's gone away to rest. Once again, the leaves have returned to the trees. I can just feel that soft summer breeze.
There's magic in the air. Winter's disappeared in summer.
children will be playing in the park. Days will be longer till dark. Nights will be warm with star-filled skies. A perfect setting for a girl and a guy.
There's magic in the air. Green grass everywhere is summer.
Lovers will walk the beach hand in hand, while others build castles in the sand. And I'm overflowing, just knowing summer's here. Now that summer's here, there'll be millions of things to do. Vacation near or far, whatever pleases you. Summer is the happiest season of them all. So everybody, get together and have yourself a ball.
There's magic in the air. Green grass everywhere is summer. There's magic in the air. Green grass everywhere is summer.
The Temptations with It's Summer. It reached number 29 in the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts from 1971. Before that, The Temps, their first of two songs, number 15 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 65, called Don't Look Back. And we started with Last Night and Their Pips, Don't You Know You Have to Cry Sometimes, number 11 from 1969. Well, this hour, we featured nine Motown artists having two songs that each made the top 40 status on the Rhythm and Blues charts in the United States. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.